Good morning and welcome to Q95's Morning News for today, Friday, August 29th. I'm Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News Team. In our headline stories this morning, Attorney General Levi Peter says he would like to see justice prevail in the matter surrounding the death of Joshua Etienne. In news from the region, IMF concludes staff mission to Grenada. And internationally, no charges in accidental gun range shooting. The morning news compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, Fast Cash, and Dragon Windows. Stay tuned, the details of these stories and more coming right up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli.
Dragon Windows,
located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st.
And welcome back to your morning news. Attorney General Levi Peter says he would like to see justice prevail in the matter surrounding the death of Joshua Etienne. Etienne, age 48, was found dead in his cell at the Portsmouth Police Station on August 5, 2014. Speaking during a media briefing on Thursday, the Attorney General stated that the state entities are clear in their focus to prosecute this matter in the quickest possible time and recognizing the need for justice and fairness for all parties.
Certainly speaking for myself and the Office of the Attorney General, and as far as I'm aware from my discussions with the Director of Public Prosecutions and personnel there, and indeed the police, all of those state entities are clear in their focus that the intention is to prosecute this matter in the quickest possible time, recognizing the need for justice and fairness for all parties, the deceased family, the general public, and of course those who are accused, not because they're police officers that they're not entitled to the rights that are provided for them under the Constitution like everybody else. But those rights equally have to be applied in a fair and appropriate manner so that justice prevails in the end. That is what I believe all of us as citizens would wish to see, which is justice to prevail. And I'm satisfied that that is what is being worked towards by all of those who are part of the justice system in Dominica at this time. So,
Attorney General Levi Peter. As the World Health Organization is warning that the outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus is in West Africa could infect up to 20,000 people before it is brought under control, Dr. Sam Christian of the Urgent Care Medical Service says it is important to sufficiently educate the public about the realities of the threat of the Ebola virus to Dominica in a bid to avoid any mass hysteria. He says he is confident that the authorities will mitigate against the threat of Ebola and call for all screening of persons entering Dominica from any of the high-risk areas of the world to be conducted in a scientific and humane manner.
We want to do exactly what all civilized countries do, okay, and that is to screen people in a humane and science-based way. In other words, you do not want to, no country in the world at this time quarantines people from Africa for 21 days, and you know Dominica is not going to do that. And you know, if any effort is made to do something like that, it'll be responding to mass hysteria that is not based on the science. And you know, that's the reason why we're here, and to speak against that. We want to make sure that our guests here in Dominica are treated with dignity.
Yeah.
Yes, with dignity and respect, and they could have, like any other people from any other part of the world with some other kind of disease, they're not going to be treated any differently, but be based on the science as we know it.
Dr. Sam Christian. The Dominica State College Arts and Science Department and the Create Caribbean Inc., supported by the Division of Agriculture, will participate in an AgriHack Talent Caribbean competition. This initiative, again, is supporting the development of the ICT innovations and entrepreneurship in agriculture by young people, is being organized by the Technical Center for Agriculture and Rural Cooperation in collaboration with institutions including CARDI, the IICA, and ConnectiMass. The finals of the AgriHack Talent Caribbean competition will take place in Suriname during the Week of Agriculture from October 6th to October 12th, 2014. The Trinidad and Tobago Women Cricket Association has apologized to the Dominica Cricket Association for what it calls embarrassment caused following an occurrence at a local hotel. The Trinidad women's team recently visited Dominica to compete in the WICB Regional Women's Super 50 tournament. However, towards the end of their trip, a member of the team reported that someone broke into the hotel room, stealing jewelry, cash, and other items. However, the Trinidad and Tobago Women's Cricket Association says it was embarrassed by the team's contribution to the publicity following what the apology letter refers to as the unfortunate incident, which took place in the early hours of the morning on August 7, 2014 at the Anchorage Hotel where they were accommodated. In the letter to the Secretary of the DCA, David Johnson, The Trinidad and Tobago Women's Cricket Association says it is working to ensure that other occurrences do not recur. Secretary of the organization, Monica Sobers-Hilton, said that the Women's Cricket Association assures that they are treating expeditiously with the team regarding the matter to avoid any recurrence of such reaction. According to the team member, the matter was not handled properly by the local cricket officials and by the police, and that the team was left traumatized by the experience, considering whether coming to Dominica was a good idea. The organization said it would like to emphasize its commitment to decorum in treating such matters. It adds that attitudes and responses must be taken into account at all times, and that this will be strongly communicated to them for guidance at future events, where they may be representing the association and, by extension, the country of Trinidad and Tobago. Tourism Minister Ian Douglas says the Ministry of Tourism is currently in the process of updating the country's Tourism Master Plan 2012 to 2022. The plan is expected to reflect the tourism industry's view on the targets for the tourism sector. The preservation of Dominica's environment and the optimization of the social and economic benefits from tourism to the country. Speaking at a press conference this week, Douglas says the government has been embarking on some of the strategic initiatives outlined by the Tourism Master Plan.
We have been following the Tourism Master Plan and we have recently updated the Tourism Master Plan 2012 into 2022 to give us a sort of vision, to give us a roadmap of what we need to do, infrastructurally, and what we need to do on the tourism side of things, on the soft side of things, in terms of marketing and in terms of placing the country strategically to take advantage of the increase we expect in arrivals in those years, 2012 into 2022. As a matter of fact, what that strategic plan, that tourism master plan does, is it outlines certain strategic initiatives that we think we have to take, and the government has been embarking on some of them, and we want to strengthen some other areas that we need to take to continue to develop our tourism product and to place us really as one of the leading destinations in the region.
Tourism Minister Ian Douglas. And that was all local news for this morning. In news from the region, an International Monetary Fund team visited Grenada during August 18th through August 27th to conduct discussions on the first review of Grenada's IMF-supported program under the Extended Credit Facility, the ECF. The program was approved on June 26, 2014, for a total amount equivalent to US$21.7 million, 120% of the quota, with SDR $2.04 million disbursed upon program approval. Representatives from the World Bank, Caribbean Development Bank, and the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank accompanied the mission. The mission met with Prime Minister and Minister of Finance and Energy, Keith Mitchell, the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Timothy Antoine, the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Mike Sylvester, senior officials, as well as representatives of the private sector and civil society, including the Monitoring Committee for the Homegrown Program. At the conclusion of the visit, Alonia Sebatori, the fund's mission chief for Grenada, said Grenada has made a strong start in implementing its program. The fiscal consolidation is on track and that all quantitative performance criteria for the end of June have been met. And internationally, officials say there will be no charges after an incident in which a 9-year-old girl fatally shot a gun instructor. The death of Charles Vaca, age 39, was being viewed as an industrial accident, Mohave County Sheriff's Office said in a statement. Vaca was giving the girl a lesson at an Arizona shooting range when the recoil from a firearm caused her to lose control of the Uzi submachine gun. He died after being airlifted to a hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. The girl was shot at the shooting range with her parents, who filmed the lesson. The footage shows the instructor coaching her as she fires a single shot at a target at the last stop shooting range in White Hills, Arizona. The Uzi then appeared to be switched to automatic as the girl pulls the trigger and loses her grip of the weapon. The video, edited and released by the Mohave County Sheriff's Office, ends abruptly before the instructor is shot. And this has been the morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. Attorney General Levi Peter says he would like to see justice prevail in the matter surrounding the death of Joshua Etienne. In news from the region, IMF concludes staff mission to Grenada. And internationally, no charges in accidental gun range shooting. Once again, the news compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, Dragon Windows, and Fast Cash. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News Team.